Because I am not Jewish, I had naturally never heard of any of these except the Passover, which is mentioned in the Bible. I asked about the Days of Atonement. It is the time each year that we lay aside the things that we have done and ask forgiveness for them. And we give reparation to those whom we have harmed in any way. That sounds like a good idea. Kind of washes the slate clean, and then you start all over again. Are there any other holidays? Just the festival for the harvests and different things like this. Yes, also, there are many holidays and many things that are celebrated. The government of the Qumran community, we're not a morose people. We have a way of life. This would be in contradiction to what the translators think. They have assumed that the Essens were a solemn people. I knew from the Bible about the custom of washing other people's feet, and asked if he had ever heard of this. Yes. The time when this is mostly done is if a person comes over and he goes for a meal, the host will wash his feet. But this is a symbol of humility. It is also done on the Day of Atonement, to show Yahweh that one is humbling oneself in his eyes. The Jewish New Year is now called Rosh Hashanah. The name Sadi gave was different, Rosh Shifa. Was this a mistake? I found that Rosh means beginning. I was very surprised when my research disclosed that a special feature in the observance of Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the Shifa, or ram's horn, in the synagogue, as a summons to judgment or repentance. Could it be possible that it was called Rosh Shifa in those early days because of this custom? I found the Day of Atonement is now known as Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year for the Jewish religion. It is the culmination of the 10 penitential days that begin with Rosh Hashanah or New Year's Day. It is described as a day of judgment, an opportunity to seek forgiveness for sins committed against God. In the case of sins committed against one's fellow man, this is a time for asking their forgiveness also. The end of this day is also marked by the blowing of the Shifa or ram's horn. Apparently Sadi was calling the whole 10-day period the Days of Atonement. I wanted to find out more about the customs in the land of Israel. I asked about sanitation. I know that those who are clean are definitely less likely to catch illnesses. This has been known for a long time among the learned. This is why when that pestilence strikes, it always strikes the lowest of the town first. And then if it is a grave pestilence, it will continue on up into the highest. But this has a great deal to do with cleanliness. There are different tubs that are used for different types of washing. The man would not use the same one that his wife would wash in, for it would be considered unclean. The same with clothes. There are Jesus and the Essens different things that are used for the washings. He had already told me about the bath system at Qumran, but I wondered how the average person in Israel kept clean. Water, if it is in plenty, you would bathe. Such as this who are near the sea, they would not have to worry about the water. But those who are in the desert, a lot of times they use sand. If you're out in the middle of the desert, you would not use your last drop of water to bathe yourself with. Is oil ever used on the skin? No. Oil is not used because in this desert where that it is dry, hot and dusty, if you have used oil on your skin, all of the dust sticks. When I asked for some more information about the laws of cleanliness, I did not realize it was such a complicated question. I shall explain further. I mean, do you speak of cleanliness of animals or the cleanliness of body or of soul? There should be the bathing and keeping the body purified from all ills that might wish to enter in upon it. Fasting helps in keeping the body balanced. Isn't fasting dangerous to your health? If it is not done to extremes, or for the wrong reasons, it can be very helpful. What about the cleansing of the soul? There are many laws involving that. Many of them are laws of karma. I am not the teacher of religion. You are confusing the law with the worship that others have, of supremeness. This is not what the law intended. There is much cloudiness in this area that should not be there. He would not discuss karma at this time, but on other occasions he did. This will be found in another chapter. I returned to asking questions about their customs in Qumran. Are the people in your community allowed to marry and have families? Yes. but for the most part the husband and wife are chosen for each other by the elders. It is said that a chart is cast when a person is born and they are matched in this. I do not know it. It sounded like the drawing up of a horoscope. I thought the Asians were more democratic than to select the mates for the government of Khmeran community members. I have since found that this custom is very old in Asia and is still followed in some places. They rely very heavily on horoscopes even today. D. Do the people have anything to say about it, or must they marry the one the elders pick? S. They can refuse to marry, but then they would never have a mate. They are also allowed the choice to stay single. Women had much more freedom in Qumran than elsewhere in Israel. They could decide to remain single if they wished and could become teachers in the community. This surprised me because of the Mosaic laws in the Old Testament, and the Jewish customs which severely curtailed women's activities. S. Of course they can be a teacher, and why not? D. Well, women aren't allowed to do anything in some Kamusoft-Nities except marry and have children. S. If this is the case, then many times a great mind may be lost. This is very sad, for is not a child's first years formed with its mother? And therefore, if it is not a woman of intelligence, how can it be a child of intelligence? D. This makes sense to me. But there are many people who don't think that way. S. Then it is a shame for them. God created two forms, both male and female, to complement each other, not to be above or below one another. D. Are there any kind of regulations where someone like priests or religious leaders would not be allowed to marry? I was thinking about the priests and such who might have to remain celibate. He frowned as though he didn't understand. S. Why? This sounds very silly to me. Anyone may marry if wish to. It is said that two are born over time to be destined to spend the rest of their lives together. If the other is not born, then perhaps they would choose not to find another. But this would be perhaps the only reason. D. What about work in the community? Are there divisions? Is there some work that just women do and just men do? S. The women have the children. D. We laughed, that's right. But what about cooking? S. Usually for the cooking, there are the servants. Jesus and the Essens. This surprised me. I assumed everyone would be considered equal in a society that was so socialistic, with no one in the servant status. D. Wouldn't a servant be someone beneath you? S. They are humbling themselves, yes. It is someone who has chosen for some reason to serve others for a certain period of time. Sometimes it is a student who is doing this penance. There are different reasons for doing this, yes. A person sees something in himself that he perhaps does not like. And to cure it, he would serve another because he was too proud and had great pride. He would make himself lowly so that he would humble himself, to help overcome the sin of pride. D. Would it ever be someone from the outside that is brought in just to be a slave? S. We do not have slaves. We only have freemen. Sometimes there are people that we have freed. My father says that he had seen in the market and bought a man who was madly free. And this man decided to stay with us. In these cases, freed slaves were allowed to do any job they wished to, and they were also allowed to learn if they had the desire. The students often took turns serving and cooking and performing various other humbling tasks as a penance. I asked if the community used money and he didn't understand what I meant. I did a poor job of trying to explain about people owning things. In a communistic society, such a concept would be alien. He could not understand the idea of buying anything either. S. We have some things that are ours. I have my flute. But if everything is everyone's, it is shared. D. Is there ever any argument or dispute that arises when people need to share a thing? S. Not that I know of. I do not say that it never has happened. But everyone has the same. Except, you can own certain things by working at different things. Everyone is judged according to merit. If he is doing the best that he can do in whatever he is doing, then he is judged on the same basis as somebody who is, if he's just good at tending gardens, but he's doing this to the best of his ability, he is considered equal to a man who is brilliant scholar, but is also doing the best in his field. They are the same, they are equal. because they are both doing their best at what they do. In this, you are a judge the government of the Quran community on merit. Fu are not working as well, perhaps you do not have as much. It sounded like a good system. But what could you give someone if they earned it, if the community used no money? S. Well, it depends on. Like for someone who is being gardener, maybe a new area to have space. If you were the scholar, you would maybe earn more papyri. It would depend upon yourself. No one goes without. If there is need, it is the things that are worth it are the things that are earned. The things that are needed are given. This made sense. Money would have no value because there would be nothing to buy. He had mentioned the sin of pride, although I consider a sin doing something wrong to another person. S. To treat another as they would not wish to be treated, to speak down upon them would be a sin. For it is not your right to judge. You are not placed here to judge another, but to only judge yourself. D. Some people think that the breaking of any of the commands -ments would be sins. S. It would be great wrongs. D. Do you have any way of atoning for any of these wrongs, these sins? S. One must ask for the others, the person that this would be done against, one must ask for their forgiveness for having done a wrong against them. And after that has been granted, one would have to ask oneself to forgive oneself. And this would be the hardest part to accept. Also, if it was perhaps to steal something, you would have to replace it. D. How would you do that if you have no money? S. No, we have none, but we have things that are personally ours, that we would jive up in exchange for something such as this. This would be a great deal more meaningful if you had to give the injured party something you really cared about. Apparently such wrongdoing was rare and far between, but it was a beautiful system. S. Why would someone wish to incur such great debts to do something to someone who had not harmed them? 68 Jesus and the Essence. D. Well, I think if you go outside the walls, you'll find there are many people out there who do these things. S. Interrupted, then I do not think I want to go. It seemed rather a shame that someday the time would come when he would be disillusioned by the way others lived outside the community. I wonder if Jesus felt the same way when his time came. D. Many people would like to have a community like yours. S. But it is possible for everyone. It is just based upon love. Fu love others, then there are no problems. D. But everyone doesn't understand that. S. But this creates more problems if they do not realize this now. They would go on and, maybe forever, forgetting where they came from. This would not be good. D. That's part of the problem, they have forgotten. It's good that your people have been taught to remember, to carry these teachings, which are really no more than what Jesus was trying to show people. Would we be allowed to come and live there? S. I do not know. We take people from other places. I do not see why not. You must go before the elders and it is their decision. Sadi was many different ages when I found him and asked questions of him. The foregoing information was obtained when he was young. The following questions were asked when he was an older man. I knew some of the laws in the Old Testament, but I wanted to hear his version. I asked what happened to widows at Quran. S. They are taken care of. If they were from outside of the community, if they wish to return to their families, they are given enough property or what have you, for them to be accepted into their family's life, if they would wish. Apparently they could not return to their home empty-handed. If they are ofus or just wish to remain, they are also allowed to do this. And we make sure that they are taken care of. D. You said that when one married, it had to be done with the making up of the birth chart. Would a widow ever be allowed to remarry? S. It is possible. Yes. If she was young enough and it was ordained, yes. The government of the Quran community, but here again, only if the charts are matched. D. I thought you said your people only married once. Would this be the only way someone would be allowed to marry another time? S. If the mate had died, yes. D. Doesn't the Hebrew law say that if one of his brothers dies, then the brother, S. interrupted, then he would take her as wife. And the children, if there were any from that union, would belong to the eldest son. This is the Hebrew law, yes. This is not of the Torah. It is, in a great many cases, not at all useful, due to the fact that just because a man and a woman would wish to marry and would perhaps be very happy, she would not necessarily be one with his brother, or the next surviving male, whichever the case may be, if she were to become a widow. D. That's true. They probably thought it would be a way that she would be taken care of. S. But there are greater ways of taking care of them that are much better. D. Is it ever allowed in your community for either a wife or a husband to set aside a mate? Do you understand what I mean? I didn't think he would understand the word divorce. His answer surprised me. S. There are times when they would live separate lives. And I have heard of cases where, for some reasons that have been disclosed to the elders, they were made as if not having ever been married. The reasons are known only to the elders. It is not a usual occurrence. It sounded like the equivalent of divorce or annulment. Accord soft hyphening to the Bible, it could be done, but under certain circumstances it might be considered adultery. At Qumran they would be allowed to marry again. S. The marriage is made as if it was not. This is why that the reasons are only known to the elders that do this. It is not something that is commonly used. Therefore, you cannot, because you have problems, decide that you may make the marriage no more. It is very, very unusual. This sounded very considerate. If only the elders knew the reasons for the divorce, or annulment, there would not be the Jesus and the Essence gossip and public chastisement that sometimes accompanies this. Also, if the elders were the only ones who knew what grounds would be acceptable, the couple would not be able to invent reasons to get out of an undesirable situation. This was much more private, strictly between the couple involved and the elders. I was confused, however, because it seemed to be against the Bible laws of accepted behavior. S. In Hebrew law this is forbidden, yes. The man is allowed to set aside his wife, but if he remarries, according to Hebrew law, he is an adulterer. D. I thought if your people married, they married for life. S. No. There are cases of mistakes, where the person or soul decided to change their mind. That nuffle lesson had to be learned inst. D. Then they are very lenient in this way, it can. S. Interrupted emphatically, they are not lenient, but it can be done. It is not easily obtained. D. But if they can still only remarry if the charts agree, that means there must be more than one possible mate. Is that correct? S. Not always. But if there was a good reason for the marriage to be made no more, there is very good reason to believe that there would be another mate. D. I thought they never made a mistake when they drew up the charts. S. No one mortal is infallible. We are not gods. This showed that the Essens were more human than their neighbors if they could forgive mistakes and not make people remain together for life or brand them adulterers. S. It is said that in the early days of the world that man and woman were not married in the sense that we would know this, and that a woman had many mates, and also a man. In order to make as many different possibilities of mate as for the children of children, many mixtures were tried, and a woman would have many children by many different men. I suddenly thought of the many legends of half man, half animal. He had said different mixtures. I wondered if he meant they also bred with the animals in that long ago beginning world. The government of the Qumran community, this idea angered him, this would be wrong. So apparently I hit a wrong chord. I at least found one thing that would be frowned upon. D. But they would not frown upon the idea of having many mates to produce many children? S. No. It is only after the idea of shame and guilt were brought into the world that this was frowned upon. D. Doesn't it say in the commandments that thou shalt not commit adultery? S. But this was, again, delivered much later, after Adam and Eve. The commandments were given to Moses. D. What would you consider adultery then? S. Adultery would be to lie with another and not openly with approval. If it was something that had been discussed between the two, and it was decided upon, then this would be acceptable. The whole idea of adultery was very strange. For did not Abraham have two wives? Therefore, if it was not accepted by Sarah that he have another wife, would he not also be an adulterer? D. But in what cases would it be wrong? S. To hide this, to seek to make a fool out of the other party. Adultery is, in the case where everyone knows but the one who is being hurt the most. If it is discussed and openly agreed upon, this cannot be adultery. This is just a different type of sharing. It has been misrepresented for many, many years. This seemed to be a radical departure from the concept the Bible presents of adultery. Apparently, if all parties agreed and there was an openness about it, it was not considered adultery. It was only so branded if someone was hurt or if there was an intention to hurt. D. This is something I think a lot of people don't agree upon. S. This is something that many people will never agree upon. D. I laughed, I agree. I do not want anyone to think that I advocate adultery, and I do not necessarily think Sadie's viewpoint is right. But it is a different way of looking at something so complex. I can see how they could accept this even though it would be totally against the Hebrew laws and teachings. If Jesus was indeed taught by the essence, I think his exposure to these ideas would explain his defense of the Jesus and the essence woman who was about to be stoned. He would have understood that sex between consenting adults was not considered adultery by the people of the Qumran community. A great many of their beliefs and teachings can be seen in the life of Jesus. I was interested in their death customs. I asked about the most infamous one of all, crucifixion. S. The Romans use this. This is where Aflon is nailed to a cross. First their arms and their feet ritted. And then spikes that are so long, he made a measurement of about 6 or 8 inches with his fingers, are driven through here. He pointed to the area below the wrist, between the ulna and radius forearm bones, and through the feet. D. Why would they do such an awful thing? S. Fu sees someone who has done a crime and has been hung out of the for days dying and you know his torment, you would think more than once about performing the same crime yourself. It is not our right to judge them, but to take a life. He shuddered all over, as through the very thought of it was horrible to him. I decided to change the subject, and ask about burial customs. I asked how a body was disposed of in the community. S. A lot of times it is anointed with the oils and the incense, and then it is buried in cloths. But there are those of us who prefer to destroy the body completely and burn it. I prefer the idea of turning to ash. D. Do you think there is any harm in burning the body? In doing it the way you prefer? S. No, why would there be harm? To my knowledge, this custom is very old. I was curious about the burial customs because it says in the Bible that Jesus was buried in the sepulchre. I asked about putting bodies in caves, and whether he knew the word sepulchre. S. This is done by the others, yes. A sepulchre means a tomb. It is a large area that has perhaps been hollowed out and prepared. It is something that was brought over from the Egyptians. They believed that we must have many things to go with you on a journey. D. But the body will deteriorate. If it was put into a sepulchre, a tomb, a cave, it wouldn't be covered by the dirt or anything. The government of the Qumran community 73 S. D. Some type of door is set, either a stone or something. Thrift closed. But you don't put them in caves? Or, it is, I meant his people, but he interpreted my question in his own way. S. It is very rare for any of us to entomb the bodies of others. The body has no use after it no longer houses a soul. Therefore, why not completely start from nothing and turn it back to the dust from whence it came? D. What is the purpose of the oils? S. The largeness of this reason is due to the smell. In Judea and Galilee and this area, many of the people, they will anoint the body with the oils. If it was an illness that caused the person to die, it is said that it will keep that illness away from the others. Then, if they are to be entombed or whatever, if a pyre is built, it is done the day that they die, before sundown. D. What are the names of some of these oils or herbs that are used? S. There is myrrh and frankincense and many others that I cannot begin to name. But these are the most commonly used. This was a surprise. I had only heard of myrrh and frankincense associated with the gifts of the three wise men. I thought they were incenses and did not know they had anything to do with burials. D. I have always heard that frankincense was only used to burn because of the nice smell. S. It is rubbed into the body. Other times it is then burned before the body is. The smell, The scent is very nice and therefore it protects the nose of people who are preparing the body. My research disclosed that frankincense and myrrh were used chiefly for the reasons he stated, to overcome the smell of the decaying body. Frankincense was also used as a salve or ointment to heal boils and sores, so it may have had some preservative effects on the skin after death. It was also an excellent repellent used to drive away insects. D. When you bury the body in the ground, do you put it in anything? 74 Jesus and the essences, sometimes, very rarely though, for wood is precious and usually they are just trapped in shrouds and laid in the tombs or in the growth art, has been prepared. The cemetery of Qumran was found outside the walls and adjacent to the community. There were over 1,000 graves. When DeVoe was trying to establish the identity of the people who lived in Qumran, he considered many possibilities. The graves were at first thought to be ordinary Arab tombs. But the local guides said this was impossible because the bodies were buried with the head to the south and the feet to the north, the exact opposite of their custom. They knew they were the graves of unbelievers or non-Arabs. It was a very unusual cemetery, unlike any ever found in that part of the world. A few coffins were found but no artifacts or objects buried with the dead, as was the custom in many areas. Père DeVoe was surprised that there was no jewelry or ornamental objects in the graves. He said this meant the people were either poverty-stricken or had a rigid discipline that did not allow them to wear finery. They were also surprised when the graves yielded the skeletons of women and children. They had long assumed that only men lived there in a monastery-type community. So, again, the excavations seem to support our findings in great detail and accuracy. D. What do the Romans do with their dead? Do they have different customs? S. They have as many customs as they have gods. They have more gods than man can count. I think perhaps that a nation has many gods because they are unsure of themselves, and therefore they create their gods in their images. Therefore, if the nation is defiled, therefore, so are their gods. The Romans, as soon as a new god has occurred in the scene, it almost immediately becomes as debased as the rest of them. In each nation there are good men, but Rome tends to destroy the ones who speak the truth. Therefore, this is not good. D. Do you have a Roman who is a leader over your area? S. There is a man who calls himself Emperor Rivarus, yes. He considers himself Emperor of the world. D. Is there anyone who has control over your area? S. At present it is Herod Antipas who is our king. There is a Roman who the government of Qumran Community 75 is. What do I wish to say? Governor of the area. Yes, Pontius Pilate. When he says to hop, Herod hops. D. Then he is more important. S. He is the man with the soldiers, therefore he is more important, yes. D. Have you heard any tales of him? Is he a good man? S. He is said to be just. D. What about King Herod? S. Sigh, that man is a fool. He cannot decide whether he wishes to be Greek or Jew. And therefore, he is not a very good one of either. D. Has he ever bothered your community? S. He knows better than to do that. To try would be his death. This again indicated that they must have had some secret way of defending the community, although they did not believe in weapons. In asking these questions I was thinking about the Bible stories of Herod. D. Does he have a queen or some female who rules with him? S. Herodias. He almost spit the word, that is his whore. I was surprised by his strong answer. I asked if he had heard any tales of her. S. Sigh, she has been married 3 times. Her first husband she killed to marry Philip. And then she left Philip to marry Antipas. He didn't want to discuss her. It was distasteful to him. I wondered how she could have had so many husbands. According to their law, didn't she have to put away one before she could take another? S. There are many loopholes in the law, in which she managed to come around. It is said that when she first moved with Philip that her first husband was not dead, therefore she was able to set this aside. And now that her first husband is dead, she was able to bribe, kill, whatever, to be able to acquire Antipas as a husband. It sounded complicated. It apparently was an illegal marriage, in other words. S. The second one was not. Who knows about this one? She is to be the downfall of Antipas. It is her destiny. I do not know of which path Jesus and essence that she will choose.